8:12 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout this last day of June. My goodness, it's just wild. First day of the only day that is that one day sale for the Fair and Rodeo. It's hard to believe that all that stuff we're already talking about. Charles, we've got Charles Skank with Ask the Experts, and it's wild. The 4th of July is almost here.
Yeah, I can't believe it. When I was a kid, the 4th of July was like Christmas.
Yeah.
It was like so exciting, and it was like never going to come. And never going to make it. And then it's here. So in my mind as an adult, I still love the 4th of July.
That's right. But yeah.
But it still feels like a long way out until it's here.
It does. Then, yeah. It sneaks up on us. But yeah, what's our verse of the day, Charles?
It is Psalm chapter 1, verse 6. It reads, "For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Psalm chapter 1, verse 6.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. So yeah, we are into the end of June. I just can't believe it. It's just hard to believe. And getting all geared up for the 4th. But, you know, Charles, last week we talked about, you know, some of these paths to retirement, kind of, these different plans and that sort of thing. We talked about, we called it Road 1 last week. And for those who didn't catch it last week, what's kind of a summary of this kind of quote-unquote Road 1, if you will?
So when people are going on Medicare, there's a couple different roads they can go down, Road 1 or Road 2. And I talked in detail about Road 1 last week. And essentially, that's a Medicare supplement with a prescription drug plan with a dental, vision, and hearing plan. That's road number one. And what a person needs to know if they weren't tuned in last week is that when you're on original Medicare, maybe you've left your employer coverage or you're turning 65 or you've been on disability for 24 months and you're new to Medicare. Medicare has three holes in it. It's sort of like a slice of Swiss cheese. And the first hole is that there is a 20% gap. So if you have $1,000 worth of bills, you're going to be on the hook for $200. If you have $100,000 worth of bills, you're going to be on the hook for $20,000 that you're going to be responsible for. So that's the first hole in Medicare. The second hole is that original Medicare does not cover prescription drugs. And then the third hole is that original Medicare does not cover dental, vision, or hearing. And so when you go on to Medicare, road number one covers those. There's two different roads to cover those holes. Road number one has the most ongoing out-of-pocket expense, but also has the most certainty. And there's no networks. As long as a provider accepts Medicare on the medical side, then you are going to be in network. You're going to be covered, which 98% of doctors and hospitals accept Medicare. And today we need to look at road number two. This is the next road you can go down to cover those three holes that exist in Medicare. And that is called a Medicare Advantage plan. Medicare Advantage plan. Now, a Medicare Advantage plan is when Medicare contracts with a private company to manage your health plan.
Okay.
So you have a company like a Humana or an Aetna or United Healthcare that's administering your health plan at that point. And by law, it's required to be the equivalent or better than original Medicare by law. So it is a private company, but they are also regulated by the government. Typically, the cost to be on a Medicare Advantage plan is zero. There's no additional cost to be on a Medicare Advantage plan. Now, to be on Medicare Part A and Part B, as long as you've worked 10 years in your life or your spouse has worked 10 years, Part A has zero cost, monthly cost in retirement. And then Part B for most income categories is $164.90. If your income is fairly low, extremely low, we might say, then it can be free. Or if your income is higher than about $200,000 for a joint income, it's the Part B cost is going to be more than $164.90, but that's what you, it's usually $164.90 for most people.
Okay, sure.
So you're going to continue to pay that $164.90, but when you enroll into a Medicare Advantage plan, there's no additional monthly ongoing cost. Whereas with Road Number One, you're paying for a Medicare supplement, which depending on your age and the state that you live in, is going to be around $120 a month. If you're older, it's going to be significantly higher than that. Then there's a standalone drug plan that you're going to pay for, and then there's the dental, vision, and hearing that you're going to pay for as well. So with the Advantage plan, it's an all-in-one plan that has, it includes the medical, it includes the prescription drugs, and it includes dental, vision, and hearing as well. So one might ask, hey, that sounds like the only way to go. Why wouldn't I go that way, right?
I was just going to ask you that, you know?
So there's a couple of two real downsides to an Advantage plan. First of all, they have copays. Now, a copay is better than a deductible. A deductible is where nothing is paid by the insurance company until a certain threshold is met.
Sure. That's so, like kind of how a lot of typical like health insurance might work, right?
Yeah, that's right. So you have a $5,000 deductible or a $1,000 deductible. You're on the hook for everything until that deductible is met. So Medicare Advantage plans have copays. So like for a doctor copay, like your employer at your work, there's a $0 copay for the most popular plans. For a specialist, it's usually $25 to $35. For an ER visit, it's typically $90. You know, an ambulance might be $250, $270. So those are just what you're going to pay when you use those things. But as long as you're not using them, you're not owing those. And the positive thing about an Advantage plan, and there's positives and negatives about everything in life, so don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Is that there's a maximum out-of-pocket. So it's around $3,500. That means that the worst year that you can have on this plan is that you're going to have to come up with around $3,500 to if you have a bad year. 99% or 98% of the people never meet that maximum out-of-pocket. But that means simply means that all those copays cannot add up to be more than whatever that number is. Usually it's around $3,500. So that's one of the downsides, is that there's copays. The second downside is that there are networks. And so on Road Number One, as long as a doctor or a hospital accepts Medicare, you're going to be good to go. On Road Number Two, it's not that simple. Not only do they have to accept Medicare, but they have to be in network. Now, there's a lot of hospitals around here that are in network. Labette Hospital, Freeman, Mercy, Wilson, Neosho County Hospitals, Via Christi, different ones in Wichita, Kansas City, Joplin. But if you want to go to, there's certain hospitals in Oklahoma, Bartlesville and Tulsa, that are not in network.
And how does a person figure that out? You know, what's in network and what's out of network? What's the easiest way to figure that out?
So the simplest way is just to bring your doctors to us, your doctor's names to us, and we'll look them up. We have a directory and see if they're in or out of network and check that out. Now, some people say, hey, I love my doctor. He's really helped me out. I want to stay with him, and it's very important that he's covered. And if he's out of network, I'm going to go down Road Number One. I'll pay the price, a monthly ongoing price. That's worth it to me. Other people say, hey, I really like this plan. I really like this Advantage plan. I like this concept. I'm willing to change doctors to stay in network. So it's really up to you to decide where you land on that.
So here's a question. I know lots of folks, you know, when they're in retirement, non-Medicare, might like to travel. So what if, you know, they need healthcare outside of, you know, maybe their normal place where they live? Would that factor at all into maybe which plan they might want to choose?
So it's important to know that on an Advantage plan, that emergency care is always in network. So if you're in Florida and have an accident, for example, that's going to be a $90 copay for an ER visit. Now, let's say you go to the doctor here and they say, hey, we need to treat you in St. Louis or Texas. There's a very good possibility that that place in Texas or St. Louis would not be in network. And then that institution or that place has the opportunity or has the right to tell you, hey, we won't accept your insurance. And you can be out of luck at that point. And so, on the other hand, some people say, you know what? As long as I have got Mercy, Freeman, Labatt Health, all of these different local places, I'm going to limit myself to them. I don't need to go to out of state. Or a long ways away. I'm good with these guys here, and whatever they can do, I'll be happy with. So just know that there's some limitations on an Advantage plan. And we have many people that are in road number one and road number two. So it's not one right or wrong. There's just two different ways of doing this, and you need to be aware of what the costs are, what the limitations are, and how they work. You want to be informed.
Well, and that's the good thing is, you know, when someone meets with you, that they can, you can ask them these questions to try and figure it out, you know, to based on your health needs, you know, what's going to be the best step for you. And so that, I think that's a real advantage to be able to, you know, have that chat with you and figure out, yeah, what is going to be the good fit for me and my lifestyle?
Yeah. There's a lot of people that will call on the phone and say, hey, you need to get on this health plan. It's zero cost. Zero cost to see your doctor, this, and we have like $1,000 worth of dental, and there's other benefits. They have like a workout. They'll pay for like a gym membership, or they'll pay for, you know, help pay for hearing aids or different things like that. But you don't want to go to the plan just for those types of things. I call those things sort of like candy. They look appealing, but it's not the main reason why you want to get that plan. You really want to look at your health needs, your health history, what suits you personally, and then make an informed decision.
Well, it's just like, heck, you know, if we buy a washer and a dryer, for instance, we're going to want to look at all the different features of each different model. We're not just going to walk in and, oh, just buy this one. You know, yeah. Everyone, you know, we weigh those decisions pretty carefully because, you know, it can be a lot of money. So why wouldn't you weigh this decision and look at your options?
Yeah, yeah, it does matter. It does matter. And how you experience, what you experience in your healthcare will be affected by these decisions that you make. And so our goal is to sit down with people that are nearing retirement, at retirement, even already in retirement, and evaluating their options and going over how what's best for them and get a tailored plan for their needs.
Very good. Well, what else should we know kind of between these different paths that we could go down as far as when it comes to Medicare?
A common question that people have is, if I go down road number two, can I go back to road number one at some point in the future? And when you are new to Medicare, you can get on a Medicare supplement on road number one without any health questions. They have to accept you. They can't say, well, you know, we won't accept you. Regardless of your health, they have to accept you. After you've been qualified for Medicare for 6 months or more, you're always going to have to go through what's called underwriting to get on a Medicare supplement. And a Medicare supplement, just for as a reminder, picks up that 20% that Medicare doesn't pay. And so it's the answer is yes, with a big asterisk. You can go from a Medicare Advantage plan to a Medicare supplement as long as you can go through underwriting. As long as you can answer the health questions, that you haven't had recent episodes of cancer, heart attack, or stroke, or certain medications can disqualify you from being able to go to a Medicare supplement. There's different things that can disqualify you. So some people say, hey, I'll take the quote unquote free road on road number two without any monthly premium. And then if I get into some trouble health-wise, I'll go to road number one, because I will have fewer out-of-pocket bills. That's not how it works. But as long as you have your health and you can go through underwriting, you can get on a Medicare supplement down the road.
Excellent. Well, Charles, how about we take a quick break? When we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about this topic. And I do want to remind folks, maybe if you missed last week's in-depth discussion about road number one and parts A and B of Medicare specifically, you can always go back and listen. And that's in the community tab. You can listen to morning news interviews and you'll be able to find last week's Ask the Expert segment. So we'll be right back. Back here on the Mighty 690, we continue our chat with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, if people have more questions about Medicare and which plan might be right for them, where can they learn more about this?
So we have a Medicare 101. It's coming up July the 5th at Dickie's Barbecue at 11:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. And we also have one here at Gigi's here in Coffeyville at 11:30 a.m. only. And you can come and we give what's called a Medicare 101 and just explain in detail how that your options work, what your options are. It's a no pressure, enjoy a meal and come and learn about how Medicare works.
Well, that is a really good option. And, you know, get some good food and just get in a relaxed atmosphere. Just get some information.
That's right.
I think so many times people just, you know, oh, I'll do that someday. But this is a time where, yeah, you can put it on your calendar, have a real, you know, nice way to learn about Medicare. And, of course, everyone's got to eat lunch.
And if they don't want to come to a 101, they can come to our office in person and sit down. We look at their options. I advise people to bring a list of their doctors, list of their medication, just so we can make a better informed choice and decision about what they want to do.
Absolutely. And I know people can get on that list for Medicare 101. And we also do have, you won't be open, that is, for the 4th, right?
That's right. We're going to be closed Monday and Tuesday, the 3rd and the 4th this year.
Good reminder. But hey, people can still call today if they want to get on the list for Medicare 101. And how can we do that? Where can we find you?
So our phone number is 620-331-8800. Call our office to get on the list for Medicare 101, or if you'd like to set an appointment to come in and look at your options, that's fine. We have offices in Independence, Howard, and Sedan, and you can find us online at skankinsurance.com.
Excellent. Well, Charles, I hope you have a very fun, enjoyable, and safe 4th of July and a good Medicare 101 coming up, and look forward to chatting again on Friday.
Thank you, James. It's been good to talk to you.
Absolutely. That's Charles Skank of Skank Insurance, and you can always check them out. We do appreciate them coming by here. And we do have an early bird edition of Open Line coming up here on KGGF.